I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Love Jimbo. I'm so proud of where he has grown on and off the field from the day we drafted him to now rewarding him with this extension. So there was never a case of not wanting to extend him. It's just sometimes these things are hard and trying to get on the same page of what we could make work and what they felt would make them happy on their end.
Bills GM Brandon Bean spoke earlier today. We carried that live for you. Bills are at practice, James Cook practicing, and now a new contract extension with the Bills through 2029. 4 years, $48 million. That's the, you know, initial headline. 30 guaranteed. We've not yet seen further breakdowns. Some cap relief coming for the Bills this year, but not a whole lot, according to Bean. So, that's the news of the day today.
He said they'd have to do something else after cutdown day.
Yes, they will have to do more. How about this? James Cook did not even have to get Denzel Washington on TV to make a case for him.
Denzel Washington?
You didn't see that?
No. What happened?
Josh, you have Denzel Washington?
What's Denzel Washington doing?
Denzel Washington went on TV to talk to Jerry Jones. Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, here.
There's box office and there's Oscars, Jerry. Been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show, you wouldn't know. Wouldn't been to the show, you wouldn't know. Haven't been to the show, so you wouldn't know what it is to win. I love the Cowboys, because I really love them. This is why I feel the way I feel. But that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk about the movie. Speaking of the movie, the same thing.
Highest to lowest. You didn't bring it up.
And what's it say down the bottom of the movie? All money ain't good money, Jerry.
Say it again.
All money ain't good money, Jerry.
One time.
Just Denzel Washington promoting a movie and getting after Jerry Jones.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Anyway. Get a call in here. Then I have to ask you if you've ever seen the movie Can't Hardly Wait.
I can't hardly wait to hear that question.
No? It's a no?
No, I don't know.
All right. I got a reference from it. Rob in Connecticut. It's a great movie. You'd like it. It holds up. Go ahead, okay. Rob.
Oh, my God. That's classic. Denzel Washington. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
You feeling good?
We're doing good.
Are we feeling positive? Oh, I sure am. I'm so happy. I mean, great episode last night. And, we got the deal done. Well, they got the deal done, I should say. And let's move forward. Let's show some productivity and enjoy the season. That's all I have to say. And the other thing is, you know, when James Cook was a rookie, I did buy his jersey, and I got his jersey the week before we played Dallas, and he went off. So I was happy that I had his jersey. And now I'm happy that I don't have to throw it out, you know? So
yep.
Let's just keep moving forward and enjoy the season, guys, and keep doing what you're doing. I love you guys every morning. You're the best. It's like mini Hard Knocks with you guys. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. 803-0550 to join us.
Want some trivia?
Sure.
Can you give me James Cook last year? This is an impressive stat. He had four 40-plus yard touchdown runs.
Okay.
I believe I see only seven or eight other players in the last 25 years in the league that have done that.
Oh, wow.
That's it. 40-plus yard touchdown runs. Who's running away from people?
So how many did they have to get? Who are they?
Four. Four or more.
Four. How many?
There's only one guy that's more than four.
Only one guy has more than four 40-yard touchdown runs?
And I've got seven other guys that are tied with Cook for four 40-plus yard touchdown runs in a single season.
Okay. So, sorry, one more time.
So in the last 25 years, there are eight players, not including Cook. 25 years, eight players that have four or more 40-yard touchdown runs.
Okay, Chris Johnson and Derrick Henry.
Chris Johnson is the only one with five. Derrick Henry is not correct. He's never done it.
Oh, this is all in 1 year?
Yeah, in 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Because Cook did it all in 1 year.
Right. Saquon Barkley?
Yes, twice.
Terrell Davis?
Nope.
McCaffrey?
Yep.
Christian McCaffrey. Four 40-yard touchdown runs in 1 year.
Yes.
Todd Gurley?
Nope. Good guess, though. He had three. He had three twice, actually. You have one, two, three, four players to go here.
Boy. It's funny. Like, I'm thinking back to the all-time top picks in fantasy, and they weren't always breakaway guys. Like, Sean Alexander was not that guy, was he?
Correct. 2001, okay. Sean Alexander did it four times.
Did Marshawn do it?
No.
Okay. Steven Jackson?
Nope.
Not Terrell.
You're on the right path, though, with, like, guys you would think of as, like, these were top fantasy picks.
Le'Veon Bell?
No.
Let's go be team by team here. All right. Jonathan Taylor?
Nope.
Fred Taylor. No, that's probably too
These
far
guys,
back.
Two of these, actually, all three of these guys played like in the same era. Like, same couple of years together.
Priest Holmes.
No.
Jamal Charles.
Yes. Jamal Charles had four in 2009.
Okay.
Did Lynch have four?
No, I already guessed that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Darren McFadden.
No.
I just wanted to guess.
Was he good? He was bad, wasn't he?
He was taking fourth overall.
I don't think he was ever a top fantasy player. This guy probably went. I don't know how to look this up. Probably went first overall in fantasy more than any player ever.
And it's not Todd Gurley?
Nope.
And it's not...
No, because he did it...
Terrell Davis?
I think there was a long period
Adrian
of time.
Adrian Peterson.
Oh, okay.
He did it... Adrian Peterson did it three times.
It's pretty good.
And then one more that's kind of a deep pull. He was like a flash in the pan, two-year first-round fantasy guy.
Clinton Portis.
No.
That's a good guess.
That's a good pull, though.
I'm wondering if I give you the nickname.
Give me the team.
Tampa. I'm wondering, he might not even be the first Tampa running back, you guess. Because there could be a couple you pick here.
Tampa running back, flash in the pan.
He had two 1,400-yard seasons and never had more than 1,000 in any other year.
Doug Martin.
Wow.
The muscle hamster.
If I had said he was nicknamed the muscle hamster, you would have known that right away?
Yeah, he hates that nickname.
I thought you might have guessed Cadillac Williams, too. But
I had Cadillac in my head, and I wasn't sure if that was... I was having a stroke.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Or if that was a real name that I had to try and pull.
Pretty good company, though. Like, those are the only guys that have... He had long touchdowns last year, and having 4 in 1 year is not normal.
How many fewer attempts than almost every one of those guys? 100 fewer?
Yeah. Way less than all of them, I'm sure. Like, Doug Martin, for instance, in that year, he had 319 carries. Isn't that, like, 100 more than what Cook had?
Cook had, like, 207,
it? Yeah, I think so.
I don't have the number committed to memory. All right, good trivia. Jeff on a cell phone. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good.
I think for the limited number of touches he had last year, he was unbelievably productive. And I really feel like KC didn't have an answer for him in that playoff game. In fact, I thought they underutilized him. They, you know, you put the game on Josh's back. You could have put that game on his back, too, in that playoff game. So I think it's a great signing. If you're going to overspend, man, on somebody, I'd overspend on him. He's uniquely talented, so...
All right.
I think it's a good day.
Thanks, Jeff.
If you were going to overspend on somebody. They didn't overspend really on anybody.
No.
Is really what it came down to.
No, that's right. Of the five, if you're going to overspend on one, who would it be?
Benford.
You'd probably say Benford.
I would say Benford. And I don't think they did overspend. But if Benford would have cost them, would they give them $18 million a year? If Benford would have cost them $23 million a year, I still would have done it. Or I've been more okay with doing it with him, I guess, than the others.
Yeah.
Usually you have to overspend on the guys that are coming from other teams. Typically.
That's free agency. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
Palmer, right? Palmer could work out perfectly well. They overspent on him. Definitely.
They definitely overspent on Curtis Samuel.
Yep.
They overspent on Dawson Knox.
But if it's only by a couple million bucks and that's what you got to do to get the guy here, then I don't think it's that big a deal. If you're doing it once or twice, I guess we just named three guys. Where it may feel like they've done that.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, Extendo Sports coming up, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show at 10. They'll have plenty to talk about. And, updates from practice. The Bills are also heading to Chicago this week.
When we come back, there's another Inside Look football show that's debuting tomorrow that I'm interested to see if you'll watch it.
Nope.
Oh, because you know what it is.
Nope.
No, I guess he knows what it is.
It's Chiefs Kingdom. Nope.
I think it's just The Kingdom.
Okay, great.
The Kingdom. Starts tomorrow on ESPN.
Sounds great. Can't wait to see that. Please.
That should have been a great last place punishment. Punishment. You have to watch The Kingdom. Yeah.
Not going to do it. What'll I do instead? Anything.
Egg salad sandwich.
I'll watch The Kingdom. If it's up to those two, I'll watch The Kingdom four times.
You have to watch the movie you just asked if I've ever seen six times in a row.
Can't hardly wait.
Yeah.
Easy.
What is this movie?
It's a teen comedy kind of thing from the 90s.
I feel like that's 80% of the movies you ask me if I've ever seen.
That's
teen
right.
Comedy from the 80s and 90s.
High school drama, house party, teen 90s.
It was good.
Stuff. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Seth Green. The reason I'm asking is because I don't know if you know who's. You know Seth Green?
Yeah.
So Seth Green. He was also
What would I know him from?
You know him from the Austin Powers movies, maybe? Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's
in a bunch of... He's the voice of the...
You know him from Scooby-Doo.
You know him from Family Guy.
Okay. I think, maybe you'll find this offensive, I think I know him from Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
That's the live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
That's fine.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
I'll just get this out of the way here because we've gone this far with it, and then we'll come back for Extendo Sports. Seth Green, in my eyes, like for a little bit of a time there, just wore goggles everywhere. He's wearing goggles. Like, yeah, swim goggles. Part of his aesthetic is wearing these goggles to a party. He wears goggles. He's that guy. Right now, my son just wants to wear goggles everywhere. Swim goggles.
Everywhere.
To a point where I'm checking like the cams and everything. When he got out of bed this morning, he put his goggles on. So he's walking out of his room wearing swim goggles.
Is this like him telling you he wants to swim all the time or he just likes to wear them?
I think he might like the colors. We went to the Bills game on Saturday and he wore fluorescent yellow goggles. Because
wow.
It's just his vibe.
To the
right
Bills
now.
Game?
Yeah. He just wants to wear goggles. Hey, whatever works.
Man. Got a future Eric Dickerson right there.
Yes, there you go. Ooh, famous goggles, guys.
Eric Dickerson, Seth Green, James Worthy.
Kareem, right? Didn't Kareem wear
maybe
goggles?
Kareem, yeah.
James Worthy, too, for sure.
Yes.
Basketball is going to be the place for this. Amari Stoudemire, okay. He wore goggles. Is Eric Dickerson the only football guy? Has a Bill ever worn goggles? Horace Grant.
Good.
He had rhinoceros glasses, right? Those things were huge. Can't think of anybody else that's not a basketball player.
Hakeem Olajuwon. I've got LeBron here. Did LeBron have a goggles?
Hakeem wore goggles? I don't remember LeBron ever wearing goggles.
All right.
Is that like a one game injury he wore goggles? That had to be.
Yeah, I've got him in goggles
like
once.
He's not wearing goggles when he blocks Iguodala in the NBA Finals.
No. One of the pictures that came up is goggles when you're in the room spraying the champagne after winning the title.
Oh, sure. Okay.
But he did wear a pair of goggles on the court once. All right, Extendo Sports, then we're out.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.